You're listening to Bloomberg Law. Just about 45 minutes ago, we got word that the Justice Department was suing Fiat Chrysler. The claim is that more than 100,000 diesel pickups and SUVs had software that caused the emissions control system to perform less effectively during normal driving conditions than on federal emissions tests. With us to talk about this lawsuit is Bloomberg News' autos reporter, Jamie Butters. He's with us in Detroit. Jamie, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about this lawsuit. What does it allege specifically that Fiat Chrysler might have done?
Yeah, so this lawsuit, this filing, it's a civil lawsuit. It's not the criminal case. And it's sort of a ratcheting up of a complaint that the EPA made in the waning days of the Obama administration. They sent a notice in mid-January, kind of on the tail end of the Detroit Auto Show, saying Fiat Chrysler had software in the control devices of their diesel engines that allowed emissions, and that those were pieces of software they had not told the EPA about. And Fiat Chrysler is saying, you know, well, we're sorry. We thought these were sort of standard and everyone knew about this and it's really no big deal. And the EPA is saying, you put in software and that is by definition cheating. So you're in big trouble. Now the question is this sort of VW like, right? And Fiat Chrysler has really resisted, and they said, look, we put this software in just for safety purposes so that the engines last as long as they're supposed to. And we did not make any efforts to specifically have our cars, you know, get by the test. These were not put in just to make them pass the test in sort of the way that VWs were. The EPA says that doesn't really matter. and, you know, if you put any software in that you didn't tell us about, that is there to cheat as far as we're concerned. If you didn't tell us about it, you're doing it because you're cheating. And so that's kind of where they're still at this standstill, which, you know, with VW, we didn't find out about it until the automaker had admitted it. You know, there were a whole series of meetings, and finally they confessed, and we haven't gotten to that, but there's a consumer hearing tomorrow, a hearing on consumer suits, and it looks like Justice Department made this filing so that the EPA could get their case kind of folded in with that, and they can share discovery and apply pressure that way.
So the two sides had been negotiating over this. In fact, these are not brand new issues, as you said. What do we know about why those negotiations apparently fell apart?
Yeah, you know, negotiations are sort of the polite term. It's certainly it's the term that Fiat Chrysler uses. Another way to look at them would be arguments. So they've been having this argument for months, and it sounds like they just keep saying the same things over and over at each other, which is, you know, we're not cheating. Maybe this was a paperwork error. Maybe, you know, and the regulator's saying you call it a paperwork error, but that is by definition cheating. And they just keep going round and round. And so maybe by taking it to a court, getting a judge involved, it can put pressure on both sides to come to a settlement, right? To either to work something out where they can figure out what is the appropriate penalty, what is the appropriate course of action. You know, Fiat Chrysler, in their applying for their 27. Now, this, I should explain, this all relates to model year 2014, 15, and 16 vehicles. These are Ram pickups and Jeep Grand Cherokees. A fairly small percentage of them, diesel isn't that popular in the U.S., but there's a little more than 100,000 of them out there. In their application for their 2017 diesels, they're saying, okay, we want to make these software changes, and if you're okay with that, we'll make those changes on the old ones, and then everybody's happy. But, you know, the regulators tend to not go along with that because they say you put this in to protect the durability or the performance. If you make these changes to how it operates, it's going to hurt the consumer. You know, we don't want you to hurt the environment, but we also don't want you to hurt the consumer. Or if you do, you're going to have to pay some penalties to make things right for them.
So what's
that negotiation is now going to have to take place in court, I guess.
So what's the worst case scenario for Fiat? What is the complaint seeking?
Well, I don't think we've seen a total dollar figure. Now, when EPA first brought this up, they said the fines could total more than $4.5 billion. With VW, there were about five times as many vehicles involved. The total cost has run up well past $20 billion, kind of approaching 30. There's still some cases hanging out there. You know, it could be a criminal matter if they decide this was all a conspiracy to avoid complying with the Clean Air Act. So there's potentially, you know, billions of dollars at stake for Fiat Chrysler and a huge reputational hit. You know, this is a company that's effectively for sale. Sergio Marchionne has said he wants to retire after next year. He's, you know, really tried to bolster their profits, pay off their debt, and get them ready to be merged with someone else. And if there's billions of dollars of liability to the U.S. EPA or the Justice Department, let alone 100,000 consumers, that's going to make that all the more complicated.
Jamie Butters, thank you so much for explaining that to us. New lawsuit filed by the federal government against Fiat Chrysler over emissions.